Danny, if you want to turn these lights off, it's fine. I don't need them.
Again, this morning, I want to confess and declare that I need Jesus. And I want us to think about this morning the fact that I need a safe place. The picture that I have there might be a little hard for some of you to decipher. It's a fortress up on a rocky mountaintop. For people back through many years, that represented a very safe place. If you were in there, you didn't have to worry very much about anybody coming and taking over. It was safe. And that's what I want us to think about this morning as we think about Jesus. Our God, our Savior, is a safe place. Not working, James. It's on, yeah. There we go. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I was pushing the wrong arrow. My fault. Where do things go when you're in over your head? And I'm not talking about things that go over our head because we don't understand them. I'm talking about when we're underwater. When things are over our head. Where do we go? What do we look for? Where do I go when I don't know where to turn? I'm looking for something. I'm hoping for something. Where do I go at that time? Here's one I want us to think about. Do you have anyone that you can tell anything and everything about yourself? We need that. Every one of us need that. And many of us have struggled through life, myself included, because I didn't see the value of that. And because I did not see how safe a place Jesus is. We tend to look at Jesus as, or God as somebody to be a little bit afraid of. That we can't talk to about what we're feeling, about who we are. But over the last number of years, I've found a lot of freedom, a lot of blessing in being able to just come and fall on my face before the Lord and just pour out my heart. Just tell Him exactly what's going on inside. And know that it's a safe place. He knows it anyway. And He's not there to beat us down. He's there to help us. He wants to be that safe place. He wants to be that one that we can go to. And that we can pour out our heart. That we can share everything that we're thinking. Everything that we're feeling, and we don't have to be afraid of it. Can you talk to God openly about everything? Or do you tend to guard what you have to say to God? You know, one of the things we do with people is we put out these little trial balloons. When I start to talk to you, I'll put out this little trial balloon. And if that balloon gets popped, I'm done. Right? You're shaking your heads. You know what I'm talking about. And as I put out that balloon and that one flies, then I'll put out another one. And if that one flies, I'll put out some more and I'll keep opening my heart to you as I find a safe place. The unfortunate thing is that many of us don't find that safe place in our family. We don't find that safe place in our church. We don't find that safe place anywhere. And so we have all, we talked about the last time I preached, we talked about putting our burdens on the Lord, letting Him carry our junk. But we, in order to do that, we have to be able to see Him as a safe place. And one of the things that's important for us, if we're going to be what we need to be, is we need to have a safe place where we can come to and we can just open our heart without fear, without distress, without anxiety. And I want us to see this morning, as we look through the Scriptures here and notice a number of things, I want us to see that our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is that safe place for us. But I also want to encourage us that we look for others who can be a safe place, and that we be a safe place. Oftentimes when we talk about being a safe place, it's a place where we know that we are not going to get exposed, that we're not going to get ridiculed, that we're not going to get put down, but that we're going to be understood. And that's what I want us to think about this morning. That's an important place. Again, it's a place that we all need. David knew what it was like to not have a safe place. And if this verse particularly focuses on that, but if you read the chapter, Psalm 142, it's when David is in the cave hiding from Saul. And if you read the whole chapter, you'll see that David did have a safe place in God. But here's something that he's recognizing as he looks out at mankind. I looked on my right hand, and I beheld, and there was no man that would know me or recognize me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I'm guessing that there's a number of you here this morning that have been there. Maybe you're there now. You feel like there's nobody. There is nobody that cares for you. There is no safe place where you can go. And share your burdens. Share your needs. You know, we have this, and I want to talk about this here coming up, this thing in church. We come and we put on our good face, and we want everybody to think everything's good. And we don't feel free to open our hearts and say, I am struggling. I've got this bad thing going on, and it's tough. And I'm dealing with it. Would you pray for me? I remember a number of years ago, Sherry and I were taking Ulf Ohlenberg along up to Minnesota or somewhere. He had been here in our community. We were giving him a ride. We were going up when Larry's were up in Pecangicum. And we stopped in Chicago and visited a church. It was a really interesting experience. It was on a Wednesday evening. And I think about an hour, maybe more, maybe two, of that church service that evening was people lined up along the aisle waiting to come up and confess what was going on in their life that week, that day. It wasn't, oh, I'm struggling, I have some fear. No, they were laying it out. They were putting it all right out there in front of the whole church. And I was like, whoa, what is going on here? But some way that congregation had been able to give people a safe place where they were able to just open up and spill their guts. And I've often thought about that and remembered that, and I've thought how interesting that would be, how helpful that would be. So let's just look this morning. Here's my God. This is David declaring, the Lord is my rock. And I want you to think about these words that are highlighted because they represent God as a safe place for us. They're David picturing. He's giving a number of things. And you've got to remember the context that he's in. You know, he's not talking about bombs and missiles and grenades and all of that stuff. He's talking about hand-to-hand combat. That's what he was acquainted with. And this is what he says. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and this would represent a fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler. And by the way, the buckler is like a large shield. You'll often see, several times in the Old Testament, you'll see shield and buckler in the same verse. Shield is kind of the small thing that they would use to deflect arrows or spears or whatever. And the buckler was something that was kind of like buckled onto them as a shield. And so you see that term. So the Lord is my buckler. He's the shield that defends me, that keeps me from being wounded, keeps me from being destroyed and killed. He's the horn of my salvation and my high tower. That we could just sit here all morning this morning and just think about that verse. What strength. What safety, what security, what an awesome picture of our God. This is what David felt toward God. He's expressing on his heart, would it be possible for you to share this with God? Would this be something that would be on your heart? Or is God not that close? Is he not your strength? Is he not your shield? Is he not all that you need for the difficulties of life? What about fear? Fear is something that keeps us from having a safe place. Actually, it's probably one of the main things. The reason that we don't stand up and share what is going on in our lives, it's because of fear, right? We're afraid what people will think of us. We're afraid what people will say about us. We might be afraid what will be done to us. If people would really know what's going on inside of me. David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Corrie ten Boom lived during World War II in the Netherlands. Her family, her dad ran a watch clock shop, a watch making shop, and she was actually the first woman in the Netherlands that was certified as a watchmaker. And she worked there with her dad in his shop. And then the Germans came in World War II. And they built a place in the back of their shop. It was also their house. But they built a place in the back there to hide Jews. And they were part of a network. The Jews would come and hide there, and then they'd move on trying to get them moved to safety and to freedom. And so the Ten Boom House was a safe place. The Jews were afraid. They had reason to be afraid. There was no safe place in that area as long as the Nazis were on the move. But they found safe places. It was interesting. One day, a fellow countryman disclosed them, and the authorities came, the Nazis came, and there were six Jews in that room. And they put surveillance up, and they arrested, I think, 35 people over the next day or two that were coming and going involved. They arrested their family, but they never found those six Jews. They were in that closet for 3 days, unable to move or go anywhere. But they were on to safety then. But this verse was something that Corey took for her own. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see the safe place that's there? Such a beautiful thing. God is my light and my salvation. He's my strength. He's the one that provides a safe place. When I have cause to fear, I can turn to Him. And often, our fears are the most difficult for us to expose to anyone. Because often our fears seem foolish when they're exposed, right? Probably about 95% of our fears are manufactured fears. They're not reality. And we get them out in the light, and all of a sudden we see them for what they are. They're fears. They're not reality. So David says, when fear comes, I turn to my safe place. And I don't have to be afraid. And I like that. That's a beautiful thing. To go into the very presence of God and not be afraid to go there because I know it's a safe place. It's the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, in time of fears, in time of whatever distress we face. Troubles. Psalm 32 verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. You'll preserve me from trouble. You compass me about with songs of deliverance. You're there, God. And you're in front of me. You're around me. You've got my back. You're covered. We talked about this a while back about how God is all around us. Beneath us, above us, all around us, within us. We're compassed about with songs of deliverance. Psalm 59 verse 16, I will sing of thy power. I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Now, generally, it's not too hard for us to run to God when we have trouble. That's usually the time we go there, right? But how often do you go there in your time of trouble recognizing it as a safe place? Or how often do you run there in desperation because you don't know where else to go? David knew that in his time of trouble, he could go to a safe place. Just like those Jews that were hiding in that closet. They were in a safe place in the day of trouble. Shaky ground. Psalm 62, verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. Things can just get nasty around me. Things can go to pieces. The earth can shake. And things can fall apart like an earthquake. But he says, you know what? He is my rock. Basically, that fortress there is on a rock. We see pieces, so we think rocks. But basically, that's a big rock. God is my rock. Things can get shaky around me, but I can stand there. And I can be safe. I can be secure. I can be sure. Because God is my rock. Here's one of the keys that David gives us about what's going on in his life and what we can have as our experience. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Why do we not pour out our heart? Why? We don't trust, right? Either someone has proven unworthy of our trust, or we've never established trust. We're unsure. We don't trust, and so we won't pour out our heart. David says, trust in God at all times. We can trust Him. He's on our side. He's for us. Not against us. He's for us. Why did He send His only begotten Son to die for us if He's not for us? So He says, trust Him at all times. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You can trust Him. And then He says, pour out your heart before Him. Just put it out there. Lay it out there. Everybody, all people. Because He's a refuge for us. Now, one of the sad things that happens in our world today is people who are supposed to be trustworthy, we see it all the time. Church leaders, counselors, school teachers, people that are in positions of authority and should be trustworthy, abuse the situation. Somebody comes to them and they think they've found a safe place. They pour out their heart and it comes back and bites them. That's not God. You don't have to worry about that with God. He's not going to come back and bite you. He already knows it all. Besides that, He knows even more than what you can ever tell Him. He knows stuff that we haven't even realized about ourselves. So He's that safe place, and David is calling out to us and letting us know God is a safe place. Pour out your heart before Him. Pour out your heart before Him. We sang the song about Calvary. Calvary's a safe place. It's a safe place. You can take every sin that you can name, every problem in your life that you can name, and you can bring it to Calvary and find cleansing, find hope, a place you can trust, a place that you can find the freedom that God has for you. Is Jesus Christ your secret place? Is He your secret place? Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know what a person that's looking for a safe place is looking for? They're looking for a secret place. A secret place. A place where I can meet, I can bear my heart, and I know that what's said there is going to stay there. It's not going anywhere. Just a word for us. Maybe sometimes we talk about things that people share, and we have no ill intention. But maybe it'd be better if we wouldn't do that at all. A secret place where secrets can be shared and they won't get exposed. The Lord knows the secrets of our hearts. He knows that. Things that we've never told anybody. And like I said before, probably some things that we don't even know that are there. They're buried. Stuff that we've chosen not to deal with or whatever. But He says here, if we dwell in the secret place of the Almighty, dwell there. He's not talking about just going in there when things get tough. He's not just talking about going in there when we have some fears. He's not just talking about going in there when there's troubles. He's talking about living there. Living there. And so every day I go in and I say, God, I had a really rough time today. That person that I met that was so disgusting, I didn't love him at all. There wasn't an ounce of love in me for that person. God, I need your love. Living in the secret place. Dwelling there. Abiding there. When we do that, we're under the shadow of the Almighty. What's that saying? That's saying we're protected, right? If we're under His shadow, where is He? If you're under my shadow, if I put out my arm in front of the light and the shadow comes on you, where am I? Close. I'm right there, right? Or else there wouldn't be a shadow. And that's what He's telling us. As we abide in the secret place of the Most High, we're under the shadow of God. He is close. There's nothing to fear. He's there. He's there for us. He's solid. I like this. This verse has long been a favorite of mine. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. He is the rock. No, not the rock you guys know about. Not that guy. This is the rock. The real rock. The one that doesn't move. His work is perfect. All His ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. He's there for us. He's the rock. He's not going to change. He's not going to move. He's a place we can trust. A safe place. Solid. 2 Samuel 22, verse 47. He's alive and he's safe. The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock. Exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Let's sing it. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Our God is alive, and he's safe. He's a safe place for us. He's the rock of my salvation. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. He's alive and safe. Job 11, verse 18. Thou shalt be secure because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. You'll be secure. You'll have a safe place because there is hope. There is confidence. There is surety that you can rest in, that you can dwell in, that you can live in. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. The name of the Lord. Let's just sing that song. I love that. That's one of my favorite choruses. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. I sing that in my mind through the day sometimes. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We can run there, and we're safe. He's there for us. It's a safe place. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Are we snared or safe? The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fear of man is something that will snare us. A lot of you people, probably young people, probably don't know what a snare is. A snare is a trap. You take some real fine wire, strong wire, and you fasten it in such a way there's a loop there, and you have something that triggers it and pulls it, and you can catch all kinds of things. That's a snare. The fear of man is a snare. It traps us. It causes us to become useless and ineffective. It causes us to become paralyzed in one sense. It puts us in danger. But he says, whoever puts his trust in the Lord is safe. So he's contrasting. What are we going to do? Are we going to be afraid of men? Are we going to trust in God? If we're afraid of men, we're going to be in a trap. If we're trusting in God, we're going to be safe. So he's the safe place for us in spite of the snares that are out there. This verse here in John 15, verse 7, talks to me about living in complete safety. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. This is not a name it and claim it verse. This is not saying that if we say in Jesus' name that we get whatever we say. It's talking about abiding. And if you look at the chapter here, you begin to understand. If you have a plant that's growing, a grapevine, you have the vine, the main part, and then you have the branches that go out. If you disconnect the branches from the vine, what happens? They die. They're no longer abiding, right? If you abide in me and I abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it will be done unto you. You see, because you're in a safe place. You're in the place where His life can flow into you and your life is flowing into Him. And like Paul said, nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. So, that's living in complete safety. When I abide in Him, and He abides in me, then I am in the safest place that I will ever be in life. There is no safer place. There is nothing else that I can turn to, that I can find. Jesus is my safe place. Is He yours this morning? Can you pour out your heart to Him? Do you? Do you share everything that's on your heart with Him? Everything that's in your heart, do you share with Him? He is that safe place. And I want to encourage us as His people that we also be safe places. It doesn't take people too long to determine if we are a safe place or not. And if we are, they're willing to start to open up and start to share the pain and the hurt and the sorrows and the stuff that's on their heart. But it doesn't take them long to know if I'm not a safe place. So let's be like our Lord and be a safe place for people. And let's trust in Him and go to Him as our safe place. Let's bow our heads. Let's stand together. Bow our heads for prayer. I'll just say this. It's my desire to be a safe place. And if some of you are struggling with some things that you are looking for help for, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to be a place where you can pour out your heart. And I want to hear, and I want to be able to point you to the one that is safe. Let's pray. God, we thank You that You are our rock. You're our fortress. You're our deliverer. You're our hope. You're our shield. You're our buckler. You're our strength. You're our strong tower. You are the safe place that we can come and pour out our hearts, that we can come and pour out our fears, our troubles, all the things that distress us, all the things that bother us, the things that hinder us, that snare us, oh God, we can come to You. And I thank You, Lord, that You already know and that You will not turn us away. You do not criticize us. You do not beat us down for coming and opening our hearts to You, but You draw us in and You embrace us You pour out your love. You pour out your mercy and grace. And you strengthen us. You give us hope. And we thank you. We bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.